USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six Democratic candidates taking the stage once again for another debate, this time in Las Vegas. Moderator Chuck Todd asked the candidates, should the person with the most delegates at the end of the primary season be the nominee, even if they're short of a majority? He started off with Mike Bloomberg.
So you want the convention to work its will?
Yes.
Senator Warren.
But a convention working its will means that people have the delegates that are pledged to them, and they keep those delegates until they come to the convention.
All of the people. All righty. Vice President Biden?
Play by the rules.
Yes or no? Leading person with the delegates, should they be the nominee or not?
No. Let the process work its way out.
Mayor Buttigieg?
Not necessarily. Not to listen.
Senator Klobuchar?
Let the process work.
Senator Sanders?
Well, the process includes 500 superdelegates. Delegates on the second ballot. So I think that the will of the people should prevail, yes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich spoke out as he's back in his Chicago home 8 years after he went to prison on corruption charges for trying to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat, the day after President Trump commuted Blagojevich's sentence to time served. The president tweeted, "Rob Blagojevich did not sell the Senate seat. He served 8 years in prison, with many remaining. He paid a big price." Blagojevich gave an interview surrounded by family and friends in front of his house. He praised President Trump for his release.
This is an act of kindness, and I also believe it's the beginning of the process to actually turn an injustice into a justice.
The Roman Catholic Diocese of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, has filed for bankruptcy. This comes 6 months after disclosing that it paid millions of dollars to people sexually abused as children by its clerics. The diocese joins at least 20 others across the U.S. seeking protection from its creditors through the federal bankruptcy system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Despite some pushback from students, the First Lady has accepted an award from Palm Beach University. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Melania Trump is being honored with a Woman of Distinction Award in Florida for her work with children. She accepted the award from the Palm Beach Atlantic University and highlighted her Be Best program.
When we teach our children to cherish our values and care for each other, they're better prepared to carry on Americans' legacy of compassion, service, and patriotism.
A Pentagon policy official is leaving. Here's USA's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood told to submit his resignation. That as senior national security leadership is said to not support him anymore. Rood was partly caught up in the Ukraine issue as he sent an email to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper last summer saying that it wasn't exactly a good idea to talk about withholding aid from Ukraine. Rood has been part of the Trump administration for a little over 2 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The IRS said it's going to step up efforts to collect back taxes from wealthier Americans who haven't filed returns for years. They said the new effort will start with in-person visits to high-income earners who didn't file a return for 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.